Episode 2833, What Message Are You Sending Your Body?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. Today is all about your health and really getting in step with how God wants you to lead your every day. You've got to look at yourself internally. What message are you sending your body? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Your body pays attention to how you care for it, whether nutrition, sleep, exercise, or supplements. What message are you sending your body? Love your body well. You know, right now, no one is listening or watching you, okay? No one is. Just pretend that for me. So if you made a confession to your body, what would you have to confess? I know you're thinking, what, really? Is this an honest question? Yeah, because I want you to be honest. For most of us, it takes work. But honesty is still the best policy, especially when it comes to your body. Do you think your body doesn't know when you're trying to sneak something not so good into it? People talk about their cheat days, and I'm thinking, that's great, but if you've worked 6 days and you decide to take the seventh day, and you're like, oh yeah, this is my cheat day, this is my all-in awesome day, and you fill it with CRAP, how do you think that's going to react with your body? Do you think your cells are going to celebrate? No. They're going to go into, oh my gosh, fire, fire. They're going to run. They're going to say, whoa, 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 whoa. You've been taking care of me. Now what? Now, I'm not saying you can't have some fun. But if you're one who goes and eats really, really well, and then you go and you drink and eat tons of food, I mean, drink to the point where you're not having just like one glass of wine. You're having a bottle of wine. You're indulging in chips and dip, and you have too many chocolates to count, and maybe you've enjoyed too many root beer floats. If you're just indulging yourself in CRAP, your body is now flooded with it. And you have this rush of chaos coming in. Your cells aren't celebrating. They're freaking out. They go into survival mode. And then, oh, you go back. Okay, well, I'm going to go back to normal. But your cells are still trying to recover from what you did. No wonder our bodies are so messed up. They don't know what to do. And then I think about those who say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be all in. I'm just going to do everything. I got this right. We can't always be all in. Our schedules don't allow it. Our lifestyle doesn't allow it. But I will tell you this. Our bodies are amazing. After going to my recent yearly physical, I'm reminded of the intricacies of our bodies, right? And I'm blown away every single time. However, I also know and realize that how I care for my body shows up in my everyday performance. So I alluded to that a little bit here. How emotionally stable I am. If I eat the wrong foods, I might be a little unsettled with my attitude. I might be a little crabby. I might bite your head off if you say the wrong thing to me. If I'm eating too much sugar, that's me personally. Sugar has a different effect on me than most people. How physically fit I am. I can hold my 2-year-old grandson for hours without feeling weak. Now that's really cool, right? But it's not really cool if I eat nothing but crap stuff. I don't get sleep. I begin to get weak because my body is aging. Then I can't hold my 2-year-old grandson. And I do feel weak more than I feel strong. How healthy my cells are, right? I want my cells to be healthy. Very rarely do I get sick, and when I do, I recover quickly. But if I'm flooding my body with CRAP all the time, if I am giving this rush of chaos, why do you think your body is so out of whack? When you do well by your body shows you appreciation by working properly. As I get older and wiser, I tend to think of the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. I sit too long and I need a little oil on the joints. I mean, I just do. It's like squirt here, squirt there. Funny side note here. I was in The Wizard of Oz. I played Dorothy and my little Toto dog. It was, I know you're going to crack up on this one. I just know you are. It was a white little poofy thing that was actually a cover for a Kleenex box. Do you remember those back in the day? Okay, I know I'm really aging myself here, but you're going to remember this, okay? Tin Man, right, needing oil. Well, I was Dorothy, so I didn't need the oil part. But I had this little cover. And so we just kind of stuffed it inside my basket and made it look like it was a real dog. So it wasn't a real dog, but it looked exactly like Toto, except it was basically solid white, and Toto was not solid white. We have to look at how we care for ourselves, especially as we age. And I'm here to tell you, I don't care if you're 20. I don't care if you're 90. You're aging every day. You are aging every single day from the time of conception. You are. You're getting older. And so we've got to take care of ourselves. And the more we take care of ourselves, the longer our bodies will support our lives, how we want to live, what we want to do. I don't want to have to sit in a wheelchair or on a couch and watch my grandchildren grow up. I want to do life with them. I don't want to just see with my eyes. I want to see with my hands and my feet. I want to feel those achy joints when we've walked 5 miles in the beautiful trails of Tennessee or in Texas or up the mountains in Colorado, or we go to Hawaii and we get to go along the volcano and hike there. That's what I want to enjoy. But you see, if I don't care for myself, my body can't support my living. You can't have your cake and eat it too. At times, you must choose right from wrong. Don't be headstrong. Do what your body needs and set yourself up for greater health indeed. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Set yourself up for greater health. When was the last time you decided to lose weight? When was the last time you started a new fitness regimen? Oh, wait. When was the last time you wanted to lessen the amount of sugar you take in a day? Okay, all of those, I can say I've tried to do that within the last month to 2 months. Seriously, I'm being honest. And all of those changes, right, they're great, but they usually come a little late. I'm just being honest with you. We wonder why things don't work because we don't want to look at why they're not working. We don't want to go through and say, gosh, why does this not work out for me? What is it? You're older and there is never a perfect time. So you keep trying and then putting it off, right? You keep trying and putting it off. You keep trying and putting it off. It doesn't matter if you're young or old or anything in between. All in does not work in your busyness. It just doesn't cut it. You want it to. Really what you want, I mean, I know this is what I would want. I would love to go through the fast food drive-in and say, can I have 20 pounds off, please? And then I'd like to wait a few days and then I'd go back and say, whoa, can I have another 20 pounds off, please? Wouldn't that be nice? But that's not how our bodies work. And women, I'm here to tell you right now, my friends, oh my goodness, when you are post-menopause, or you've had surgeries where your hormones are now out of whack, okay? You don't have to be post-menopause to have that happen. You can be post-pregnancies and you've decided I'm done having any more children. And so therefore your body now has to re-regulate itself. It has to fine-tune itself again. When we get post anything, okay, as women, our hormones have to reset. And it does not happen overnight. And as awesome and amazing as our bodies are, it also takes time. And right now, our society has done nothing but told us we don't have enough time. We want it now. I want immediate gratification now. I want this weight gone. I want my muscles here. I want to feel better now. But it doesn't work that way. So what do you do to set yourself up for greater health? Number one, focus first. Sounds easy to be all in from the beginning, right? So you think you are setting yourself up for success, but in reality, busyness comes first and everything else is last. Think about that in your life right now. You're wanting to do everything and you think you can. Been there, done that, doesn't work. It does for a little while, in a season or two, but then you begin to age more or something else changes or another factor comes in and then you're like, whoa, or you get sick or your child gets sick. Something happens to disrupt your life completely. Reality sets in and you think you got it all together, but what you really want comes last. And most of the time it's with us, right? As a woman, we put ourselves last. With your health, though, it needs to be first. So make it easy by focusing on one thing, right? The one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. What is that one thing? Focus first. So for me right now, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I want to do everything. I want to be all in. I want to take care of my body. I want to do it all. I want stronger muscles. I am strong right now. I can endure a lot. My legs are like powerhouses. But what I really need to do is reset my cells internally. So what I'm focusing on is flooding my body with incredible nutrition. That is my sole focus for 1 month straight. I'm going to do it for 30 days and see what happens. I'm going to be diligent at it. And nope, that means no cheat meals. I'm going to make sure I'm doing what I need to do when I need to do it. And I'm going to stay on track because you see what happens, remember? You do great for 6 days and you go on that seventh day and you're like, yes, you're celebrating, but your cells are dying. They're trying to survive. You feel good, but then guess what happens? If you eat the wrong stuff, drink the wrong stuff, how do you feel? Or it may not even be drinking or eating. It might be you don't get enough sleep. You stay up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And then you try to get up on Monday morning and you're like, why do I feel like I've been hit by a semi truck? It's because your body isn't getting what it needs. Focus first. Number two, delay second. You have the urge to do one more thing, right? You got this. Oh, I just want to do one more thing, please. But you still have not established a rhythm. You've got to have good habits that ground you. So take a step back, keep your focus first. And once that's solidified, then jump in. That's why you want to focus first and delay second. As soon as you have, like for me, my nutrition and my rhythm set, and it just feels really good, and I've got the excess amount of sugar that I really don't want in my body, and I'm flooding my body with greatness when it comes to food, whole foods, stuff that is really going to just take it to my cells, and allowing my body to make those changes. I didn't get here overnight. So it's going to take more than 24 hours to have a change. Now, I'll start feeling better, but I may not begin to see the results completely. That's why I have to give myself time. Then I can delay second and say, all right, I got this nailed. Now I'm going to go for a walk intentionally. And I'm going to walk every day. And I'm going to do my 3 miles a day. And that's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to add strength training in. And then I will add. And then, but it's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. And finally, number three, jump third. This is where you can add something else to the mix of your life. You won't have to overcompensate for too many things, right? Because it's like, oh, yes, you've established a better action to take traction on your goals. That is what sticks. The whole idea is being able to say, okay, I got this. And you're on the track and you just keep moving. Right? Have you ever noticed that if a train comes and it's got multiple tracks to choose from, if someone doesn't tell it which way to go, it's just going to run off the track. It's not going to know what to do because no one's directing it. You've got to direct your body and you've got to do it in a systematic way, a process that, of course, works for you. This is unique to you. And so if you're older right now, if you're over the half century mark, I would encourage you to start with your nutrition. Now, if you're one who says, oh, Christine, I cannot eat enough whole foods. I pull things from my garden. I've got everything down. Great. Then go to intentional movement. Or maybe if you drink more of tea or coffee, maybe you need to increase your water intake. Or maybe you're great at water intaking. You just don't intake enough of it. Look at all these different areas. And you know what? One thing we very rarely, I mean, I do talk about it, but we don't stress it enough, in my opinion, is sleep. We've got to get sleep, and you've got to have a pattern with that. You know, my husband, he goes to bed very early, 8:30, he's up. He's going to bed at night, we're talking, 8:30 at night. You would think he was like a high schooler or something, or middle schooler. He's going to bed, but guess what? He gets up at 4:30 every single morning. He needs to go to bed at 8:30. Or he won't be able to function the next day. But guess what? On the weekends, it's hard for him. So he kind of keeps that schedule, even though he wants to stay up. He's like, I can't do it. He may stretch it for an hour maybe an hour and a half, but that's like it, and he's done. And he's got to stay very close to that time, because when it comes to Monday and he's going back to take care of work, he's got to stay in that rhythm, right? Focus first, delay second, jump third. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles and miles and miles of greatness. So what can you start today to impact your health tomorrow? Is it food? Is it water? Is it sleep? Maybe it's exercise. Maybe it's chilling out. Maybe you're just too overly stressed. Maybe for you, it's to say no more often than you say yes. You're thinking, how does that deal with health? It does. If you're creating unnecessary stress and you're removing that, that has an effect on your cells internally. That's health. That's called well-being. We don't think about this. Maybe you need to figure out how to calm yourself down. Maybe you have a job that just is high stress and that isn't ever going to go away. Then you have got to come up with a way that when you come home, you can decompress and you can release it all. Maybe you need to take evening baths, not showers, but baths. And you need to have like an Epsom salt bath, or you need to have some lavender or eucalyptus, something just to relax it. Maybe you need a glass of wine, not a bottle of wine, but a glass of wine or a few sips of wine. You don't have to have a lot, but you could create an ambiance for yourself where it allows you just to settle in, allowing your body to come down and say, okay, this is real life. I can do this. It's not always having to be stressed. So what can you start today to impact your health tomorrow? And don't rush the process. Be patient with yourself. Give yourself some time to gain that traction with your action. Now, that doesn't mean that you get to accept the excuses. Oh, wait, I didn't start today, so I'll just wait till Monday. Nope, you can't do that. You still got to start, and you just do it. You just jump in, because remember, there's never going to be a perfect time. I've tried. I'm here to tell you, I've tried so many times for that. It does not work. And in the season that I'm in now, I'm not sure what season I'm in, because literally I have so much going on. Every single moment is something new, and I feel like it's a new season. It's my kids are all in different ways of what's going on, and I feel like I'm this boat, and I get a wave here, and I get a wave there, and I get tossed over there, and then I get turned over here and twisted over there, and every once in a while, I get tossed out of the boat, and then I have to climb back in and start all over again. You may be tossed at sea. You may be stuck in an amusement park, and it's not so amusing. This whole thing called life. But don't try to find the perfect time. Be patient with yourself and gain that traction with your action. And as you go through the process, as you gain ground, as your cells solidify greatness within them and you start to feel better, and there's like a reason why you want to keep doing what you're doing, then be sure to reward yourself as you live well. It's important for us to say, you know what? You're doing good. Keep it up. Love your body well. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.